Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jennifer Hudson appearing on Late Night with Stephen Colbert the other night, promoting her new movie, Respect, in which she plays the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Handpicked by Aretha to take on the role. It was 15 years ago that Jennifer won the Academy Award for her role in the movie Dreamgirls. She was then summoned by Aretha to come and meet with her, and Aretha told her that she wanted her to play her in this movie. Jennifer was in town here in her hometown of Chicago this past week, and I sat down with her one-on-one, and we talked about this very surreal moment.
Very surreal. That was when we had our initial meeting about me playing her. Imagine that, coming off the whirlwind of Dreamgirls and winning an Academy Award, and then I have to sit at the table with the Queen of Soul, and she says, you know, okay, this meeting is about me potentially playing her. And again, yes, that was 15 years ago.
Did she say why she chose you? I mean, there are so many people that would have liked to have played her, but she was, had always been very insistent that you're the one.
You know what? I'm so upset at myself that I never even asked that question. Like, but I mean, just getting used to the idea of it is enough. A lot to take in, so maybe that's why. But no, and I feel like I've had to gather that reasoning for myself all along. You know, like, okay. But I think it's beyond, after now portraying her, like singing and acting, you know, that I discovered while filming, like, it was so many different connections that I felt she saw that I wasn't even aware of.
Yeah. Did she give you any tips, any advice, anything through those years? Like, when you play me now, you know, make sure you do this or don't do that. Because I could see her.
That's very much how she she is. The one thing she said, now, I'm the Queen of Soul. And I was like, yes, ma'am. I know. And also, making it clear, her voice is her voice.
Yeah.
Yours is yours, but use what your voice is. And to me, that's amazing because that's the underline of the film. To me, that's the message of the film, is her finding her voice. So she was always big about us, you owning your own voice. And that was one of the first things she said.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that impressed me so much about your performance with this. I think partially because I've been around you so much through the years at WGN, at concerts. I know Jennifer's sound and style, and even the way you walk and the way you present yourself. Right. And in this movie, I was like, she is doing everything like Aretha. She sounds like Aretha. She's walking like her. Her facial motions are like Aretha. I mean, you apparently did some studying to capture that essence, seems like, to me anyway.
Wow. Thank you. Yes, I said Aretha sent me back to music school, everything you can imagine, because she had so many layers to her. But it was very subtle. She didn't have like drastic mannerism and characteristics, so hers is very subtle. So a lot of it was in expressions, facial expressions, nothing too verbal. And it was, as an actor, the challenge, because I'm a very outspoken person that speaks verbally, you know what I mean, and express myself. As they say, I wear my heart on my sleeve. But Aretha was completely the opposite. She was more of an introvert. And one thing I told the people on the set, I was like, if I don't make you feel uncomfortable, then I'm not doing my job. Because she had a presence where you kind of didn't know what she was thinking. She didn't give much away. So I was like, how am I to channel that and tell this story from her perspective?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Was it a different... Did you have to kind of relearn to sing? Because it seemed like her, in some songs, her register is much lower than yours.
You know what? She said in her life, she said, Jennifer has a very clear sound. And when she said that, I didn't understand. But once I worked with the dialect coach, Tom Jones, and we had to look at her instrument and how it was built, my instrument and how it was built, and we learned that they are built differently but can lend to the same things. So what we wanted, how we approached it is like, okay, using her nuances or her signature licks or her approach and how she sings. Apparently she sings from the top of her head. Well, I said, well, where do I sing from? He's like, well, you sing from the bottom of your feet, you know? So it was like kind of like blending the worlds in a way and then allowing her influence on me to come through.
As you were recreating moments from her life, was there a moment or, you know, something where you just felt like Aretha's spirit was with you, whether it was in her home, her actual home, or in the church, or someplace? Was there a moment where you just felt like Aretha's here right now with me?
I had several of those moments, and I still feel like I have those moments. You know, a lot of it for me, definitely in the church. A lot of the church scenes, and a lot of times when she had to lean on her faith, you know, stuff like that. And even within the line, certain things that were said I could hear her sing, or that was almost true to myself in ways as well. And it was a lot of those moments, but those were the things that also helped me tell the story.
Yeah. I was talking to Marlon Wayans, who's amazing.
He is so good.
Dramatic actor, blew me away.
Yes.
But all he could do was praise you.
Aww.
All he could do, as much as I wanted to compliment him, he just come back to talking about being at a Jennifer Hudson concert, singing Aretha songs every time. But, I mean, the dramatic scenes between you two are, they're going to surprise a lot of people.
Wow. He was amazing. He just came in and put it all out there, and he wanted to continue to raise the bar. So Ronnie cannot cut himself short, and he was always present. And I love his perspective on Ted. It's like, I don't want to play an abuser. It takes him to say it. I can't even put it into his words. But it should be a love story that leads to. So he had his own vision for the arc, and we just were able to like come together in that way to make it authentic, I think.
Yeah. They're wrapping it up here. Do you have any albums, anything coming up for you?
In the middle of this, in the midst of it all, I am currently working on my next album as well. And it's been madly influenced by, you know, all this whole experience of portraying Aretha Franklin, which has inspired my music. So I want to approach it in that way and dive into it.
All right, we'll catch up when that's coming out.
Yes.